So basically, I will continue the talk of Dietrich. And what I will be talking about is based on our recent work with Peter Arnold and Larry Yaffe. And basically, all the hard work has been done by Dietrich. So we are trying to understand his result from a more familiar physical picture. So you already have seen that, so I will not be talking about that more. So basically, the length scale of non-perturbative physics is 1 over g squared t. So now, let us do a very simplified physics. That means that we're asking, can we describe the dynamics of of soft mode in non-abelian gauge theory by using just Maxwell equation? So by the Maxwell equation, I mean these two equations, where the current, well, now we have a current. The current is generated by soft mode. Electric field, you know, in the conducting media, electric field will generate a current which is proportional to it. And this is just the Ohm law. So this is parameterized by sigma. So strictly speaking, you don't have this equation unless you go to arbitrarily long distance, like the distance larger than the mean free path of particle. So I will just assume that all the times, all the length scale, all the time scale of the system is larger than the mean free path, and look what is the effective dynamics one can get from that. So that if I write the equation for the B alone, I should dot this equation and find that the equation for B has the usual two terms that give rise to the waves, plane waves. But it has also a first derivative term, and it's trivial to understand because now we have put in some dissipation, some conductivity in the media. So you have you need to have a first derivative term. And if you treat B as a small perturbation, you can write out the dispersion equation for omega and k. So what I try to get in is to try to argue what the, trying to find the relevant time scale for the physics at the scale, the length scale 1 over g squared t. So you already know from Dietrich's talk that it's 1 over g to the 4 t log. But I will try to argue it again from this very very simple physical picture. So from here you can see that if the conductivity is much bigger than k, you are in the overdamped regime where this term can be dropped, and omega is pure imaginary, and it has the value of k squared over sigma. So the question is, one of the questions one has to ask, what is the conductivity, the color conductivity of the plasma? And if we know color conductivity, what is the effective dynamics of the soft field one finds from this? So let me answer the second question first because it's much easier. So in this picture, first the Maxwell equation have the form of dTE equal J plus D cross B. J is sigma E, Ohm law. You already know that you can neglect the second derivative of A. That is dTE. There was some discussion about that already. So I will just neglect that. Okay. Okay. You neglect this term. What you find is sigma E equal D cross B. Well, in the A naught equals zero gauge, this is just A dot equal 1 over sigma D cross B. Well, with accuracy to the noise, that is exactly the equation that Dietrich has shown you. So the noise, well, can be put in by hand, and the correlation of the noise can be can be shamelessly put. Yeah, put in a Gaussian white noise with the right coefficient here, and the coefficient is should be 2 sigma t, so that the equilibrium distribution is the right one. Yeah, without bulk flow, it's just magnetic hydrodynamic.
So somehow we do not add noise to hydrodynamic usually.
Sure, because the noise is too small. The fluctuation, thermal fluctuation, in usual thermodynamic is too small. But now you are looking really at the length scale 1 over g squared t, where you know that the thermal fluctuation should be important, should be big enough for the physics to become nonlinear. So somehow you have to add the noise there. The noise is important at the scale.
Well, I
yeah.
Still, okay.
Okay. Okay, fine. So we have obtained the equation, Dietrich's equation, in one transparency. But we don't know what is sigma, what is the conductivity of the plasma. So I will spend a few transparency estimating the form, the order of magnitude of sigma, and then I compute the coefficient. So the color conductivity can be estimated in the following way. Suppose that you have a constant electric field acting on some plasma, and you follow the trajectory of one particle in the plasma. So the particle has some velocity v at the beginning. After some time, it goes to some other point, have velocity v plus delta v. So what is delta v? During the time delta t, the particle changed its momentum by a term of delta p, which is this Lorentz force multiplied to the time. And the since particle is relativistic, the change of velocity is just delta p over p. So p is of order t, because the typical particle in the plasma has momentum of order t. So you know what is the typical velocity, the typical deviation, the velocity of the particle in the E direction. And you multiply to the charge of the particle and to the density of particle, which is T cubed in the plasma, you find the conductivity. Well, the conductivity has this delta T that you don't know for now. But physically, you know what delta T is determined. It is determined by either collision or by the fact that your field here is not exactly a constant, but is varying field. So if you are interested in the conductivity at zero wave number, you have to take into account the collision. But if E is changing in space, maybe this is important. So I will comment on the second effect first. This is collisionless conductivity. And the collisionless conductivity makes sense to talk about this. Makes sense to talk about collisionless conductivity when the electric field varies on some scale. And in our problem, the scale is just 1 over g squared t. The field must vary on such scale. So delta t here is just 1 over k, because particles are relativistic. They come from this part to this part during a time 1 over k. Putting in this equation, this estimation, you find the sigma is of order of temperature. So it has the right dimension. And it's just the temperature, and the frequency is g to the 4t. And that basically is what is physical physical argument that has become a few years ago, why the frequency should be g to the 4t. Time independent, spatial dependent. Right. Yes. So it's not exactly AC conductivity. Yeah, AC in space conductivity. Yeah. But this formula obviously does not hold when k goes to zero, and we see how we compute the color conductivity in at zero k and why it's important for our problem. Collision. The mean free time of particles. There are two kinds of mean free time of a charged particle in the plasma. There is a mean free time when particle changes its momentum by a large angle. So that is determined by large angle scattering or a large number of small angle scattering. And you know that it's 1 over g to the 40 to the log. And the time scale is big compared to the time scale when a particle moves across a patch of a coherent gauge field. So that seems to be not important. On the other hand, there is a small angle scattering, and the time scale for any scattering at all is 1 over g squared t logarithmic of, or logarithm of 1 over g. If this log is big, this is smaller than the time scale for going through a patch of coherent gauge field. Smaller than R. Color conductivity is determined by this small tau, in contrast with the usual conductivity, which is determined by the transport mean free time, which is tau big here. And the reason is tau small is the mean free time with respect to any scattering, including forward scattering. Small angle forward scattering. So
small angle forward scattering is the top energy part.
Yes. This is the imaginary part of the gluon propagator. If you compute it. So the color conductivity is determined by tau small, while the usual conductivity, the electromagnetic conductivity, determined by tau big. And the reason is when two particles collide, even if they cannot exchange the momenta, they can exchange their color. So the color current can relax by just forward scattering, by exchanging colors, by color gluons. And the color conductivity then is g squared t tau small, so it's t over log 1 over g. And since this log is big, if the log is big, the collision will be important, more important than the collision-less conductivity I just told you about the transparency ago. And the omega you find the typical frequency for the change of the gauge field will be g to the 4t log. It's much smaller. To a noise term, depending on what noise. Let me show you the noise, and then then we specify the question of noise. Okay, so one can do better fixing all the coefficient by just computing the conductivity by using kinetic theory. Well, kinetic theory is written here. Okay, so I have 5 minutes. Kinetic theory has one equation for the distribution function of hard particle, which is now a density matrix in color space. Because particle carry color, the most general form of distribution function is the matrix in color space. Here is some collision integral. Here is the usual Maxwell equation where the current comes from the distribution function of the hard particle. The collision integral have three parts. One can be interpreted as a loss term. The other is a gain term. This one is, well, I will not be talking about that. But the reason why it's more complicated than the usual Boltzmann collision term is because of the matrix structure of the distribution function. So this is very similar to the kinetic equation for particle with spin, where this is called the Waldman-Snyder equation. And one knows how it can construct it, and can even try to derive it in some way from the closed time path formalism, like Keldysh, like in Landau-Lipschitz, Lipschitz-Pitayevsky. And one finds is that the loss term, the gain term, both are proportional to the amplitude square. Well, you have to put in color indices in some way, definite way, like that. The matrix element should be computed with a dressed propagator, with the bubble resummed propagator. So that is you have any question? That should be a natural thing to do. And once you write down the Boltzmann equation like that, you can linearize the equation. So one defines delta N AD as the deviation from thermal equilibrium, and one notice that only the adjoint part of delta N that is proportional to F AD contributes to the current, and then one introduces this WA, which is integral of delta N over radial direction in the momentum space, and one derives what the equation that you have seen in Dietrich's talk. That is the kinetic Boltzmann equation with the collision term, with the right kernel, with the right collision term, and one compute one well. One cannot, well, one has still put the noise by hand. That is the drawback, the main disadvantage of this approach. Okay. And as a bonus, one finds the color conductivity. Well, one solves the equation with respect to the W. This is just the same calculation of Dietrich again. This term can be neglected. W now is the local function of E. Actually, it's just 1 over gamma E dot V. Gamma is the damping rate, the gluon damping rate. And once you put it into the current, one finds that the conductivity is m plasmon square over gamma to the leading log approximation. Okay, so I will briefly flash you one of the way you can understand why the noise should be in the Boltzmann equation for W. The reason is the occupation number is a fluctuating quantity. Even if it has a non-zero expectation value, it have quantum fluctuation about it. It's because it is really because of the quantum nature of the creation annihilation operator. You find that occupation number is fluctuating, and since we have determined W as something proportional to the occupation number, the W is also fluctuating, and you can find that equal time fluctuation of W is, roughly speaking, a delta function with respect to x, with respect to space. Well, in some sense, it's white in x, in white in v. And the noise, the role of the noise is to keep this quantum fluctuation of W against collisional damping. If you forget about the noise, then any fluctuation of W will be damped because of the collision with this collision term. And that's contradicting the physical picture of quantum fluctuation of W. So it's quantum thermal fluctuation. Quantum in the sense that, it depends on the fact that the A and A dagger is not commuting. Yeah. Yeah, N is thermal, yeah. Yeah. So it's somehow unsatisfactory. Well, the MD contains the 1.
Okay, but I don't know how you got from that to that.
You have to put in this right number, and then you find the right divine mass.
How did you derive this?
Yes, you can derive it. Oh, I'll show you what the... so it's... I don't have it here, but basically what you do is that you generalize this. This equation is written for the case of one flavor. There is no color index here. You generalize it to n, a, b. Then this term will be fluctuating. And then you find that this is also fluctuating. And find that this is also fluctuating. Because it's linear on delta. And you find that you can find that this equation holds, except that the delta function is not really a delta function. It has it's mirrored out on the scale of t minus 1. So in any, for our purpose, it's just delta function. I don't know whether it's just I don't think it's just a numerical coincidence. It must have some collision of. I'm sorry. Collision of. No. This equation is just the equal time equation for W. Does not. Yeah. So the damping is here. Well, let's forget about the noise first. This is a damping. Suppose I want to put this on a computer. I put in some initial condition that has a fluctuation. After some time, I find that my fluctuation dies out.
Oh, okay. You're basically saying what said earlier, the relationship between the expectation value of C0
Yes, I think it is just another manifestation of fluctuation dissipation theorem.
Wait a minute, but if the Lenz formula is the high-temperature limit, I guess, otherwise you will have, instead of T, you will have one over the Savoy kinds of the constant. I mean, the last formula, the last one, that one.
This one?
That's
yes.
That's the high-temperature limit. That's the classical result. Otherwise, you will have one, you have the cold tension, hyperbolic cold tension.
You have that with a one.
No, the quantum liquid.
The one doesn't matter, right?
No, one does matter. It does matter in the sense that it comes to. Sorry. Okay, so one does matter in the sense that otherwise you don't have this coefficient, right? This correlator, the main contribution come from P of order T. This is really the distribution function of half particle. This is a dagger P A P for P of order T. But one matter in the sense, well, let me.
In that formula, you take t equal to 0 and you get that the set correlation is 0, but you still should have the 0 point fluctuation.
Right.
Okay.
But
indeed, computers with 1 in a direct of some set again.
Oh, let me think. Yeah, this is T. Yeah, I have to think about that a little bit more, because there is a play of T here and here. So MD really has a T in it. There is also a definition of W that has a T. So I have to work out this and find whether it's you can use it. Is that of any use at small T? But I suspect that it's a quantum stuff.
Just one thing, still somehow is not obvious. We were told mm-hmm. in the previous hour that even without psi, W may not be zero, may be non-zero if it adjusts itself instantaneously to E. If you have non-zero E, you will have non-zero W. You have a T which changes distribution functions from the equilibrium values. So n will not be n equilibrium, it will be n equilibrium plus delta n.
Yeah.
So now you're telling us that on top of that, on top of that blast of change, so that was blast of change, you still have to introduce something. And saying that otherwise we'll have W equal to 0 is not totally convincing. See, why do I need noise anyway? Mr. Watt didn't have any noise.
Yes. Imagine that you don't put noise in your equation. Then what happened is that there is a conserved energy in the Vlasov equation. Yeah. Energy can transfer from the electric field, well, the soft field, into the hard mode. Mm-hmm. But we are different. Our equation is different from Vlasov's equation because of the collision term. Let me think.
What does it care about?
Yeah. The
mathematical theory is complete, so there is no particle fluctuation at all.
There is no fluctuation
died. That's the state that we get here. Everything in red relates to everything else in red.
Yes. Red is the thing that I expect a lot of question about. Okay, so
it's entirely due to quantum effects. So that I
thermal and quantum.
Yes. Hard mode is coming at the scale T.
Why in the usual loss of Boltzmann equation I don't introduce psi?
Depends absolute you want the two.
You want the two.
And what is so special here, in simple terms? Well, get quite...
Yeah, I mean, hear the word, but yeah, I know.
Because there's an application in mind, right? Which is to calculate a certain quantity.
Yeah.
Understood. I'm all for application. But what is the crucial difference between this plasma case, where you cannot decide, and this case? Can you state it in simple terms?
Let me try to answer your question. In plasma, in usual plasma physics, what you do is you take the system, distribute out beyond equilibrium, it becomes non-equilibrium system, you watch it relax to equilibrium.
Yes.
In this case, in our case, we are interested in the thermal fluctuation, well, something that is already in thermal ensemble,
uh-huh.
which contains the information we are looking about the uh-huh. the transition, thermal uh-huh. topological transition.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay, I got it. So
thermal fluctuation is right, important here.
Right, so this whatever psi is what they call fluctuations of distribution functions,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just deviations from equilibrium.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Here we go.
Yes.
You need those fluctuations to keep driving the process that you're
right,
trying
right,
to calculate,
right.
right?
Because I'm in
yes.
equilibrium, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing collapses to anything.
Right. Okay, so a few words about UV insensitivity, because...
nothing in red.
Yeah, nothing in red. Oh, everything here should be in red, so I didn't bother to... yeah. So, UV insensitivity. This equation we have seen before, and just a very naive way to see why it's insensitive is to write down the path integral representation for this kind of Brownian motion. Well, you have this integral over all trajectories. This term tells you that the fluctuation of sigma a dot minus dB is white noise, because it's square here. It's local because, well, it's there is no non-local corner here, and the amplitude of fluctuation is written here. And you can watch what we can ask question as in usual field theory when you write down the path integral is how you can scale the field and the coupling constant when you scale the coordinate. So here it's different because time derivative and spatial derivative is enter this path integral is not in a symmetric way. Here it's first derivative in A, but it contains second derivative here. So if you scale x to by a factor of lambda, you have to scale t by a factor of lambda squared. And then you can see that by looking at the quadratic, well, the leading term here, then that A should be scaled by this factor, and the G you scale by a factor which contains a negative power of lambda, which tell you that something similar to superiorly normalizable here. So I think this is not a yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But I suspect because of gauge invariance, there is no divergence in this. Okay. So, it's 15 minutes late already. So, conclusion is that you have, the diffusive effective theory. Described by Boulaker's equation. The only thing unknown here is the conductivity, which can be computed from the kinetic theory. Noise is somewhat less well understood from this philosophy, but nevertheless, it can be understood as the quantum fluctuation of the distribution function, and which is maintained, which is not damped by collision. and okay, this equation correctly reproduces transfers, dynamics of hot soft gauge field. I did not have time to tell you about the longitudinal, the spurious longitudinal dynamics of this equation, which at the end turned out to be not important. It is UVN sensitive, and it can be used for and has been used for numerical estimation of topological transition rate, but we don't know anything about the equation, the dynamics beyond leading log, whether it's so simple or much more complicated.
So can you measure that?
Gauge artifact?
The
answer is that I cannot, but yeah. People claim that they can. they use the cooling. Color conductivity is not experimentally measurable quantity, and I suspect even that it may not make sense to talk about it beyond leading log. Yes, you cannot. It's not related to any conserved. Well, topological transition. Well, so it's. I'm sorry. Well, it's just the coefficient that stay here in the equation, and you can derive it from a Maxwell equation. Yes, the noise. This control by fluctuation dissipation theorem is controlled the amplitude of the noise.
In this kinetic calculation that you very briefly went through, you talked about addressing the propagator.
Yes, sure.
Now is that just thermal on shell scattering, or those propagators actually off shell quantum propagators?
I'm not sure what you mean. Off shell, on shell.
In kinetic theory, normally everything is on shell. That's why I said this morning.
No,
it's very
the external. This is the inside the collision and vertex. The gluon propagator is off shell. Okay, so you want me to show you the.
For calculating the collision.
Yes, this is calculating the collision and vertex M,
so
which is the.
Are those really off-shell virtual particles?
This is off-shell virtual particles, and strictly speaking, you have to put in here not the thermal distribution, but also the. Non-thermal, well, the deviation from thermal equilibrium when computing the propagators here, but it turned out to be not important.
I mean, was that done by Bain and Velocity and all these people? They never did these off-shell things, right?
Off-shell thing?
It's a different form, yeah. You mean the wiggly line that you have to have some
But the far thermal loop, that's what I'm confused about. It's not really quantum.
Do I correctly understand that your question is that whether, well, you double count the collision because the loop, the Hartmann loop is real, real particle?
The question is when you do something by kinetic theory, you put particles on shell.
Yes.
You cannot really be characterizing those off-shell virtual processes. Those loops are really just standing in for the Hartmann loop corrections, which are basically possible.
I don't understand your question. There is 2x2 scattering amplitude. Think about very naive kinetic theory, two particles come together, they scatter and come out of the collision. And this collision, they exchange a gluon, it should be dressed. Why it should be dressed?
Why it should be dressed, and is that dressing describable by simply hard thermal classical scatter, or do I really have to think about quantum off-shell virtual processes to understand that dressing? That's my question. Because in the latter case, I don't see how I'm going to do it by kinetic theory.
But that's irrelevant. This is an ingredient into kinetic theory. It's not an output.
Added essentially by hand. Dressing is added into kinetic equation by hand.
What?
More or less, I mean, there are some.
Well, there are two. At least two arguments why this is the right thing to do. One of the arguments is that once you do that, you reproduce the result of this. Okay.
I mean, if you know the
other,
answer,
yeah. The other thing is that you look at Landau and Lipschitz and trying to derive the collision integral from closed time path formalism. So you know that the collision integral is something like sigma g 1 2 to 1 minus g. I assume you are familiar with that. And the sigma is the cell energy of the gluon, half gluon, right? So the sigma is this. Sigma. So your question is reduced to the question whether I should dress this propagator here. And I know that for computing the gluon damping rays, this is important. You have to resum or.
But that's because you know the answer, yeah.
It's like Coulomb logarithm.
At the level of just writing a collision integral for the kinetic theory, I really don't understand why it's necessary.
But Emil, if we were just doing kinetic theory non-relativistic structure of the particle, you still put in a collision term by simply asking the question, what is the microscopic scattering amplitude? While that scattering is going on,
the loops are not zero temperature cross section.
So here there's sort of this feedback.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you calculate the integral in plasma without that improvement,
but
divergent. And you say, oops.
Yeah,
so.
Mm-hmm.
What's divergent? This integral?
Sample cross section.
Yes, if you don't put it in, it diverges.
Logarithmically divergent.
The whole part is why you have sort of the on-shell scattering hiding in the collision term.
Yes.
Be perplexed about the, so to speak, the pure quantum part. I just want to emphasize, in a classic application of kinetic theory, it would only be pure quantum.
Mm-hmm.
And that would just be one of the pieces of microscopic information you use to construct the kinetic theory. I mean, you're not
saying... I was asking about the dressing of the lines of the sun. What you call the on shell.
Okay.
Maybe I'm sorry to say it, but.
No, it's both, really, except it's dominated by the thermal on shell stuff.
So when Bain and others did this, they didn't know the answer, right, that you wanted to get to. So how did they know that they should have?
They should
dress
things
up.
They just plugged in the one
with the not vice versa. That Landau collision term.
Yeah.
Right?
It's an old, when people first did that, to write Boltzmann collision integral in plasma, it had long range interactions, that's the deal, long range Coulomb interactions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you write down the collision impulse with transport cross section, it's logarithmically divergent. And people don't like that.
Well, even here, it's a logarithm. It becomes, well, because of transverse parts is not screen, it's still.
From integral from different cutoff to.
Well, in this case, Dietrich is right. Sirosha is talking about ordinary plasma with just
right.
Coulomb interaction.
Right.
Longitudinal yeah, Coulomb.
It's
yeah.
The question is why
there is no.
That's a good thing to do. In ordinary plasma, it really removes the diversity. Here it does, it's your favorite
But even in ordinary plasma, you have this magnetic interaction that is give you the real problem because it's not dressed. But people do not care about that.
And did we answer your question?
I would like to continue the discussion, but let's have coffee.
Okay.